You know, I've been asked before, Cliff, why are you always talking about the gospel? Why do we need to keep drilling into it? And my answer is pretty simple, particularly when it comes to the book of Romans. And this is it, because Paul wrote this gospel-saturated letter to Christians. He wrote it to the church. He didn't write it to unbelievers on the street corner. And the idea is that you never graduate from the gospel. It's not the front door to Christianity, it's the entire house. And so Paul knows that every issue in life, every division, every struggle, whether it's in the church, the home, or even in your own heart, it can only be addressed rightly when our minds and lives are aligned with the gospel. So the gospel isn't just how God saves us, it's how God shapes us. And Paul, before giving a practical advice for living, gives us 11 chapters of gospel truth. That's not filler, it's foundation. So when you pray today, perhaps pray this way: God, help me to never grow tired of the gospel. Let me go deeper. Don't let me move on. And here are two people that you can pray for today: Jacob and Miriam, our Creative Access missionaries. And also pray for the people of Burkina Faso and Ghana as they listen to the Nabit LifeWord broadcast. And here's the final word. The gospel isn't the ABCs, it's all the way from A to Z. The more you know it, the more you're transformed by it.